I'm Rhona Tarrant. Scott Morrison is to be Australia's new Prime Minister after Malcolm Turnbull was forced out in a leadership contest. Turnbull had been under pressure because of poor polling, a looming election and a revolt by Conservative MPs. Morrison, the current Treasurer, won an internal ballot 45-40 over former Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton. Pope Francis arrives in Ireland tomorrow for a two-day visit for the World Meeting of Families, where he'll celebrate Mass in Dublin and visit a shrine in County Mayo. The Vatican has confirmed the Pope will meet with survivors of clerical abuse, though the time and location have not been disclosed. Ahead of the visit, Ireland's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar said he'll enter his meeting with Pope Francis with a sense of welcome and respect, but he will tell him that the Church must admit its own sins and do more to deal with child sexual abuse. Missouri is launching an investigation into alleged clerical sexual abuse in the Archdiocese of St. Louis, a week after the report finding widespread clergy sex abuse in Pennsylvania. Attorney General Josh Hawley said his office has no power to force cooperation, but the Archdiocese had agreed to assist with the criminal probe. Archbishop Robert Carlson said the Archdiocese has removed 27 living priests from ministry because of sexual abuse allegations, including some who were forced out of the priesthood, adding that he had invited investigators to review the files. Hawaii has been hit with strong winds and torrential rain as Hurricane Lane approaches the state, causing flash flooding and landslides. Schools and offices were closed as residents took shelter from the storm, which brought winds of 125 miles per hour. President Trump earlier declared a state of emergency for Hawaii. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.